Hey guys, welcome to the How to Invest and Trade Like a Pro podcast. This show is for investors and traders who want to learn how to invest and trade in a way that protect and grow their wealth and yet minimize the risk in the stock market. Hey guys, hopefully you guys had a great weekend. So welcome back to the podcast episode. And this week, the US elections will be concluded. So we'll have a winner and let's see what happens in the stock market, right? So today, in today's podcast episode, I'd like to share with you this topic on how I find trade ideas or investment ideas in the stock market, right? So I think to answer that question, we have to come back to this question whether fundamental analysis and technical analysis is important in the markets, right? So I think I've mentioned in my previous podcast episodes that for me personally, I believe that it's essential, if not crucial, to have both fundamental and technical analysis in your arsenal or your tool or your strategy or even in your system, right? When you participate in the stock market, right? So what fundamental analysis helps us to do is it helps us to determine what companies or what asset class we should invest and trade in. That's what fundamental analysis helps us to do, right? And for technical analysis, it helps us determine when to buy these different asset classes or the stock or whatever financial asset that we're taking a look at, and when to enter and when to exit, right? So we need to have this both. And to answer the question of how do I find investment or trade ideas, is I start with fundamental analysis, right? So be it screeners or be it deciding on which sectors or industry or which asset class to take a deeper look at or take a deeper look in, is we have to determine, I determine using fundamental analysis, right? So for example, I'll be looking for areas where there's drivers for growth, right? So a good example would be, let's say I believe that the solar industry and solar sector, or yeah, the solar industry or solar sector is projected to take off in the next couple of years and couple of months, right? So what I would then do is using my analysis like top down. So I'll take a top down approach. So if I believe that there is a strong potential for growth in the solar industry, then the next thing that I'll take a look at is which companies in that industry are doing well, right? So for example, I can take a look at the financial ratios, the financial statements of these companies, and then do my research from there. But I think the most important is how do we determine which industry and sector to take a look at. So to do that, we have to take a bit more of a macro view of the landscape, right? So for example, right now the US elections are coming. So one of the key policies or objectives of the Biden team is to he's definitely more open towards the solar industry and more receptive to the solar industry as compared to Trump, right? So how would I determine whether should I invest in and trade in the solar industry? Because I have to determine whether who is more likely to win, right? If Biden wins the presidency, then he's more likely to be open and receptive to the solar industry. So if that happens, then that means that after Biden is elected, there will be a higher probability that solar industry will do better than if Trump win, right? So that's how I so take a look at and for a specific example of like the certain industry or sector that I want to take a look at, right? So then after that, once I determine the sector and industry that I want to take a look at, then I do my fundamental analysis of the individual companies, and I screen out companies that I that have the potential to be the one of the best performing company in that certain sector or industry, right? So that's a bit of a quick overview of how I do my fundamental analysis and how I arrive at my investment and trade ideas, right? So that's the reason why I also believe that it's very important, whether you're an investor or trader, right? It's still very, especially if you're a trader, it's still very important to to know fundamental analysis, because fundamental analysis allows you to determine which areas in the markets there is potential for growth, right? And that, and technical analysis by itself won't give us that kind of ideas, right? So that is why I believe fundamental analysis is so crucial, especially when you are trying to find investment ideas or trade ideas that is going to be a trade or investment that will give you greater returns, especially in the long term, right? So you need to use fundamental analysis for the aspect. Then after you have determined which company, which sector and which industry that you want to invest and trade in, then you use technical analysis to take a look at the charts and determine and fine-tune your entries and exits from there, right? So hopefully you guys have learned something from today's podcast episode to your financial success.